Green Token is your hemp and more store with 50 strains of the highest content, flower bath bombs, pain relief cream, cartridges, disposable wax, gummies, edibles, and more. Give Smokin' Token a call at 712-796-7858. Visit their website, token-thc.com, and use promo code WEED for 50% off. token-thc.com and use promo code WEED for 50% off.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Well, thank you very much. Another one in the books. We have out there by Chef Floyd. He's a five-star chef out of New York, and it's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Did you tell him how big are the meatballs? Size of softballs?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Basketballs, maybe. I don't know.
Not basketballs, okay. But softballs. He's a five-star chef out of New York. You know, he's an award-winning chef at a bunch of fancy restaurants, and he's going to be in down here working with us for the next 2 months. He's down here to take care of his parents and stuff. So he said that he would cook for us for the show. We have about, I'd say, what, how many people? 15, 20 people here? How many would you say?
Yeah, I'd say about close to 20 people here.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chef Floyd can make people come out. It's a party atmosphere out there, and we have a little music being played by an acoustic guitar out there in the patio. So we got a party going on here.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a party.
Yeah. So
definitely
it's pretty good.
Party,
what a turnout. This is the best turnout I think we've ever had for the radio show. What do you think?
I think so. Yeah, I can't believe that the meatballs are as big as they are. I don't think I've ever seen meatballs that big before.
Well, there you go. And then it's garlic bread, spaghetti, chicken parmesan, and a big Greek salad.
There's some pizza over there, too, I think.
And there's pizza over there.
There's some pizza over there, it looks like.
Yeah. So, Billy, you think there'll be food left? Because these guys are going through it pretty quick.
I don't know. I'm hoping there's some left when we're done here.
There you go. Actually, I had a meatball. I just couldn't resist.
Yeah.
As he was showing me it. It was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, how's it going, Tammy? You're doing a great job, Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy, thank you.
DeLucas.
Okay,
we're going to be doing a promo for Jilly Beans and calling Jill in a few.
Okay, what about DeLucas? What's the... Okay, so you got to call her, actually.
Okay.
Can you give her a call?
Sure.
But let's do this thing we're doing right now. Hey, can you tell them out there to say me a meatball? Tammy. Can you just try to put two meatballs aside for me and my friend here?
Of course.
Okay. All right. All right. So anyhow, yes. Let's talk about this, right? Where something, you know, gratitude is an action word, right? The more you're grateful for what you have, the more you be grateful for. And then the more you complain about what you have, right, then the more you get to complain about. Right? So can you be grateful for the little things? Right? The little things. That's what I'm talking. You know what I'm going with that?
The things sometimes that we take for granted.
Right.
There's so many that need us right now. So many individuals that need us right now.
Right. So we're doing this thing right now is because I opened my refrigerator, you know, and I hope for most people, maybe not, but I'm just saying I have food in my refrigerator. I have food in my cabinets. Right? But when I open my refrigerator, am I grateful or do I just assume that's where, you know, if that's what's going to happen? Can I say thank you, God, for feeding me? Thank you, God, for waking me up. You know, thank you, God, for giving me a job that I can make an income.
We have Leo on the phone as well.
Who?
Leo on the phone.
Leo, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Just real quick, I want you to see what you think of this something we're doing here. Okay, just listen to this, Leo, and tell me what you think.
Well, we really need your help for the hurricane survivors. And there's so many individuals that are without everything. There's people I found out are going to be without power for 4 to 6 months. I talked to a friend of mine where all of the area she lives in is completely underwater still. There's nothing left. And she sent me pictures, and I just couldn't believe it because I myself, you know, I look outside, and we don't see any of this happening right in front of us. So we've started a relief drive, and we're really needing your help, and we're hoping that you can, you know, go open your cabinets, you know, help us come between the October 3rd and November 12th is when we're going to be collecting, and we would really appreciate it. You know, we've got these amazing businesses that are accepting donations. We got the Bel Air Market, which is 510 Indian Rocks Road in North Bel Air Bluffs. We've got 545 on Largo East Bay Drive, 2715 East Bay Drive in Largo. We got the Genergy Air on Starkey Road. These amazing businesses are accepting these things between the 3rd and the 12th, which is 1255 Starkey Road and Suite A in Largo. That's Genergy Air. We got Coastal Market, which is 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Largo. We got Pajano's Pizza and Subs, and that's at 1305 Gulf Boulevard in Indian Rocks Bluff. And also 17307 Gulf Boulevard, Unit B, 103 in North Reddington Beach. And we got Suzetti's on the Rocks, which is 400 Indian Rocks Road, North Bel Air Bluffs, and Bel Air Coffee, 100 Indian Rocks Road, North Bel Air Bluffs. Isn't it amazing when we can kick together as a community and we can help? So we really need your help. So we need different items. We need all non-perishable food items, bottled water, any hygiene and medical products that you can actually come up with, baby formula, toddler jar food and diapers, cereal, granola bars, any dry food for pets, batteries would really be helpful, cleaning supplies and garbage bags, any type of financial donation, you can drop it off and check one of the locations that I just described. You make any checks payable to the Raising Relief Foundation, or you can go to the website, which is www.raisingrelieffoundation.org. completely nonprofit. Okay, so 100% of your donations are going to be used to assist these hurricane survivors, you know, and, you know, we can do this. We can kick together as a community and we can help. So we would really, you know, love it if you could partner with us on this. Go ahead.
That's it. So what do you think of that, Leo?
That sounds awesome. That really does. I know a lot of people here in the Tampa Bay area, they all sighed relief when it decided to go to the other coast. I was one of those people too, because I also live underwater, and I was watching that storm and I was like, we are screwed. And when it went towards the other coast, there was a big sigh of relief, and I'm pretty sure everybody here in the Tampa Bay area basically was feeling the same way I was. But then you see the disasters that happen on the other coast, and it's just you can't, there's no words to describe what they went through, and it's going to be a long road to recovery. So every little bit definitely helps. So what she's doing is awesome. If there is like a you said, the website has all the locations that you have as drop-off points, that would also help as well.
Say the website
because
again.
A lot of people can't get to certain spots, yeah.
Yeah, the website is www.raisingrelieffoundation.org. And again, it's completely nonprofit.
Wow. And how can people remember that? Say the website one more time.
www.raisingrelieffoundation.org.
Raisingrelieffoundation.org.
Raisingrelieffoundation.org, yes.
Yeah, that was a great idea, Leo. Like, because, yeah, it is all up there on the website where all the donation sites are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then all checks are. And then what I like about this organization is everybody volunteers. There's no income. The way it's set up is 100% of whatever is donated goes, it's 100% volunteers. Because you know how most organizations, 90% of it goes to the staff and all that. This is one of those organizations that if you work there, it's to help. And then it's also 100% going to the actual cause, which is a cool thing.
On the air right now, I'll just go over the businesses again real fast so they can go to the website.
Is that okay, Leo? Because we're cutting into your time now, Leo.
Yeah.
All right, we got the Baylor Market.
Okay. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, Leo. We got the Baylor Market, which again is 510 Indian Rocks Road, North Bel Air Bluffs. We got 545 Largo, which is East Bay Drive, 2715 East Bay Drive in Largo. Genergy Air, Starkey Road, which is 1255 Starkey Road, Suite A in Largo. We have the Coastal Market, 607, which is 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Largo. Pajano's Pizza and Subs, 1305 Gulf Boulevard, Indian Rocks Beach, and also 17307 Gulf Boulevard, Unit B, 103, and North Reddington Beach. We got Suzetti's on the beach, on the rocks, 400 Indian Rocks Road, North Bel Air Bluffs. And we got Bel Air Coffee, which is 100 Indian Rocks Road, North Bel Air Bluffs. And again, they're collecting from the 3rd of this month to next month on the 12th.
Very good. Yeah, so, you know, can I say something that's going to make me sound stupid? Of course, I always do. But, you know, when I saw the devastation of the hurricane, even I don't know if I was as scared how bad it could be until I actually saw the film of what happened.
Well, you know, and there was also the addition of these new cameras now that they actually place and fortify them so you can actually see the water coming in. And we've never been able to see that before, what 6 feet looks like underwater.
Right.
As it's coming in.
You know, I think I was asking Leo this. What about getting, you know, now that I see that, I was thinking, why not have life jackets? And I think someone said to me that they wouldn't work. Was that you, Leo?
I said, I don't know if it would work because it's not just the tide coming in, but it's also the wind. And what I had told you was it would probably help them find the bodies. And I don't want to sound morbid, but, you know, obviously the life vest will keep them afloat. But I think the problem would be the wind pushing everybody up into walls, trees,
right.
buildings. So if you survive the floating part of it, which would be great. I don't know if anybody would be able to survive getting bashed up against a building or something like that.
Right.
But those cameras that they had where it showed the time lapse of the water coming in and the wind and everything, and even after, I'm not sure if you've seen how the change of the wind direction was pretty neat to actually watch it. Now, you know, something happened like this also up in Mexico Beach where that was hit with the Cat 4, Cat 5, and it pretty much did the same thing. It just devastated that whole town. And that was Hurricane Michael.
Now,
a lot of people don't realize that it happens right. quite often.
Right. Actually, they're saying that we're going to have 25% less hurricanes over the next 10 years. But they're going to be stronger by 5%. Did you hear that too? In other words, we're going to have less hurricanes, but they're going to be stronger.
Yeah, I know they're trying to say it's because of the global warming and the water's a lot warmer than it was.
Yeah, but there's actually going to be less. What is it? The warm water is what makes it intensify? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, the warm water is actually what intensifies it.
I wish I knew this stuff.
Warm water from below, cold air from above.
Yeah, so anyhow, so we got to just keep going forward. And is this going to be morbid? But do we now, and I don't even know if this is appropriate, I asked this question. But now will all those people that were going to be in Fort Myers, they're going to have to, on vacation, now will they go to Clearwater? And now will Clearwater, as sick as this sounds, and I don't even think it's appropriate, but will we do better in Clearwater now because of the hurricane hitting Fort Myers? Or does the whole state hurt? How does that work?
I think the whole state is still hurting, because obviously, some areas here got hurt, not as bad as Fort Myers, but there's, you just drive around town and you see a lot of downed trees, and obviously the further south you go, the worse it is. You know, you got Sarasota right across the bridge. That got hurt pretty hard as well.
Unbelievable, huh?
The rescue teams were working. I mean, the boats that they had to carry people off of, because the water was too deep for them to even, get across, for them to get out. You know, all the things that our rescue teams do. You know, I was watching on the news that Black Hawk actually had delivered supplies, and that was the most supplies that those areas have gotten since the hurricane. You know, and I was watching that. You know, even with that having a hard time because there were so many catastrophes. You know, my friend had sent me pictures on the phone of where she's at, and this is my friend who was supposed to just come up here and stay at the Safety Harbor Spa the other day. You know, and everything she owns now is completely destroyed.
You know what about that, Leo? People that don't have insurance on their homes.
No, I guess I don't know the difference between that. Like, I mean, I guess they have hurricane insurance, but they don't have flood insurance. And then a lot of the damage was from the hurricane, but it was all flooding now. So I don't really know how that works. But our community, we can all pull together, and we can definitely make it a much better situation for the members of our community or the members of the places that were harmed because of this. So we hope that you will, partner with us between the 3rd and next month and the 12th to come together and bring donations, cash donations with, again, 100% going to those victims.
And we have Jill on from Jilly Beans now.
Where's that? Wait, we got Leo still.
And Leo.
And
Leo and Jill.
Leo.
And
so Jill. Leo let us cut into his time. So that just tells you what type of guy Leo is. Hi, Miss Jilly Bean.
Hi. Hey, Jilly Bean. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm gonna let Leo interview you. How's that, since he didn't get the chance to talk about his purple haze yet? But go ahead, Leo.
I'm not good at interviewing.
Well, just do
Jilly,
the best
Jilly,
you can.
What do you do?
Yeah, go ahead, Leo.
I do burgers and ice cream.
Right. Ice cream and what?
Floyd, burgers. Can you get on the phone, please?
You know, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, cheesesteaks.
Oh, like a burger joint that has desserts. Okay,
and beer party. And wine, yeah.
That's awesome. Is it like a bar or is it like a Like it's a
no, it's like an old family kind of place that should actually have a bunch of people on roller skates running out to cars. That's what it reminds me of.
Well, I got her menu here, and it's quite amazing here. It makes me want to jump up there right away.
Where is it that you're located at?
Pretty much across the street from the Dunedin Bowling Alley.
And what's the address?
368 Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, Florida.
Right. And your business hours, are you open all week? Do you close on a specific day? You only open for...
Right now,
what's
we're closed
the hours
on
there?
Tuesdays. Open 11 to 9 the rest of the week. And Saturdays and Sundays, we open at noon till 9.
Noon till 9.
And she makes everything fresh to order, Leo. That's the thing with her. So, like, with Jilly Beans. So, I go in and I get a Philly cheesesteak. Guess what? That steak is put on the grill. You wait, like, 5 minutes, but it's made fresh to order. There's a much big difference than having something made fresh to order. Like, you order a bacon cheeseburger, guess what? She puts it on the grill right in front of you. So, then when you get the food back, everything is fresh, hot, right off the grill. And to me, that makes a big difference when you get food.
Well, for sure. Now, you say the servers are all on skates?
It should be. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. So, anyhow, it's really good what she's doing. Do you want to, Bobby, go over her specials?
Yes, actually.
Is that okay, Jill?
Might as well do it before the...
Yeah, we'll do it before, because we like to... While we have her on, and then maybe you can... You can do the actual, do one and then let Jilly talk about it and then do the next one.
Okay, so Monday, BOGO Burger for $2.08. Am I correct on that?
Yeah,
all right.
Buy one burger at regular price, you get your second burger for $2.08.
Okay.
And you know, my prices, it's technically really $2 if you pay with cash, but it's $2.08 if you pay with a card.
Okay.
A little confusing. But that's why the odd numbers are there, because I give a cash discount.
And then Wednesday, Kids Day, buy any entree and get a kids meal for $2.19.
That's right.
All right, Thursday, two little dogs and a bag of chips for $5.70, or two big dogs and a bag of chips for $6.76.
And you can upgrade to my homemade potato chips or my homemade fresh cut French fries for an additional $2 and change.
What do you think of that, Leo? Leo, you have any dogs?
Hot dogs.
No, it definitely sounds good. Do you have like a happy hour as well or no?
I have a ice cream social for $2 a scoop for ice cream.
No, but Friday's my
sounds good.
Friday's my favorite here. The Jilly cheesesteak for $5.20. The Jilly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
the best.
Order.
And then, like, what's the regular price on the Philly?
Oh, it's before, it's $7.19, and then if you want any of the vegetables, they're additional.
Right, so you should say that, like, you know, so people see there is a value there. Because you really do. You save over $2-3, right? So why not let people know it? What's your favorite sandwich, Leo?
I just like plain old burgers.
We got the
Nice, juicy burgers. I hate when you go to places and they cook it so much that it tastes like cardboard.
Not at Jilly Beans.
I might definitely come out there again. What was your address again?
368 Patricia Avenue.
Now, here's what I'm going to do. Can you remember this, Jilly Bean? We got to come up with a song, you know, for the next go-around.
Well, we already picked Beach Boys for the end of summer here.
Really? That's for Jilly Beans?
That's for Jilly Beans.
No, well, why does that tie in with her?
Tammy's running away. Is
that your favorite song?
What would you like?
Because it is the end of summer, and she sells ice cream, but we're in Florida, so it's always good all year round.
Well, there you go. Right. But I'm talking about writing a song for her.
Oh.
Jilly, you ready, Leo? Tell me, Leo, say action.
I turn my mic off.
Leo, say action. I'm about to sing.
Ready, cut, action. Do it.
Leo.
Yeah.
Say action.
Action.
Jilly Beans. There's where you can get your jilly on. If you want the jilly bean, everything made fresh to order, go to Jilly Beans. All right.
Thank you.
No good, Leo?
Hey, Brian, keep your day job, buddy.
All right, you try one, Leo. Let's go. Ready? Leo,
no, I'm
action.
Good. I'm not going to do it. I ain't
going to
do it.
Sorry. We're going to play Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze.
Oh, when we come back?
Yeah, like, are we doing the traffic report now?
Can you
stay on, Leo?
I can stay on for a couple more minutes. Yeah,
and then Jill, stay on?
My truck off.
Yeah, okay. We're going to come back. We got to do the traffic report because it's 5:30 and you know people are stuck in traffic. Let's go surfing now. This is Jilly Bean.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joe's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joe's Discount Mattress. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 5:32 here on the Tantalk Network. Let's take a look at your Brian Cash Claws Show traffic report. Today, sponsored by Jilly Beans Ice Cream and Treats, 368 Patricia Avenue in Dine Eden, Florida, 727-754-5742. Let's take a look at the roads today. The major thing we got is a disabled vehicle in the center lane. That's heading southbound on the Howard Franklin Bridge. Make some extra time there. On the Pinellas side, we have a accident on the ramp. That's I-275 just before 118th Avenue, so make some extra time there. Going up the Veterans Expressway, we have some obstructions. Veterans Expressway exit 9, that's southbound at Gun Highway. And up in the Pasco, the only thing we really got to worry about there is a disabled vehicle, I-75, at just beyond where the 275-75 interchange is. Current temperatures, 83 degrees in Zephyr Hills, 83 in Dade City, and 79 here in downtown Clearwater. A beautiful day. More BCC show coming right up after these messages.
Smoke and Token is your hemp and more store with 50 strains of the highest content, flower bath bombs, pain relief cream, cartridges, disposable wax, gummies, edibles, and more. Give Smoke and Token a call at 712-796-7858. Visit their website, token-thc.com, and use promo code WEED for 50% off. Token-thc.com and use promo code WEED for 50% off.
Are you renovating, remodeling, or building? The source for all your materials from start to finish is Bay Area Materials. Whether it's lumber, hardware, garden supplies, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories, Bay Area Materials has it ready for you. Located at 6196 126th Avenue in Largo, you can visit them in person or give them a call at 727-535-2122. That's 727-535-2122. The knowledgeable staff at Bay Area Materials can help you get what you need to finish that big project. Don't have construction knowledge? That's okay. Their knowledgeable staff are ready and willing to help. That's Bay Area Materials, 6196 126th Avenue in Largo. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 727-535-2122. And this traffic report was also brought to you by Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessories. Call them at 727-580-5880. That's 727-580-5880.
From the Sunshine State, This is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Leo, most people think you call the Purple Haze from Jimi Hendrix is the most famous Purple Haze, but I know that's not true. How did you come up with the name Purple Haze?
It was one day we were at the house and we used to smoke a lot in the house and decided to put some purple lights up, and because of the smoke and the purple lights, it just left this haze, and that's where the Purple Haze came from.
Wow, it's cool. So, I always love asking people that.
Good old age.
Yeah.
Good old age.
Jilly Bean.
Jilly had to leave us.
Okay. So, yes, yeah, you know, because she came up with the name because her name's Jill. Then she sells coffee, yeah. So she called it Jilly's Beans. Everybody has a story, right, Leo?
Everybody does, for sure.
Right. And then, since what happened to you on the boat and stuff, you know, I tell people your story, and the only reason I tell it is because it's the truth. And I think for us, like I was saying, to be grateful, like when you see what happened with the hurricane, right, how we should just be grateful that we woke up. And then, like, you have tell us your grateful story of what happened to you.
In short, I got electrocuted and drowned.
Wow.
Underneath the dock, and 3.5 days later, I woke up at Bayfront. Great people at Bayfront saved my life, and I'm here to say that it's definitely good to be alive. And a lot of people that went through this hurricane and on the other coast, they're pretty much saying the same thing, that they're very lucky to be alive. So I'm making some changes. We're taking one of our stores, which is my original store that's been there for 29 years, and I'm moving it to a bigger, better building directly across the street. So the customers that are used to go into the old 1427 34th Street South location, now they just have to go across the street to 1446 34th Street South, bigger parking lot, better visibility, larger store by 3 times. So we're going to have a really good time at that location.
When does that move take place?
That's something I'm in the process now of doing it, because the original store has been there for 29 years. And for 29 years, we really didn't do any remodeling. And it's just, it's showing its age. And
well, that's a big decision.
Well, 29 years, it wasn't hard to make the decision because I've been there for so long. But I own both buildings. I own the one on the west side of the road and the one on the east side of the road. So it's just going to a bigger location.
Wow.
And we're going to have, live glass blowing there. We're going to be doing the THC products. We're going to be doing the CBD products. We're going to be doing a lot of locally blown glass, which a lot of the smoke shops nowadays, most of the smoke shops that are opening up, they sell imported glass, and a lot of people don't realize that. The glass that we sell at Purple Haze is 90% locally blown, 10% import. So we do cater to the local artists. When it comes to the THC products, we do carry pre-rolls, we carry our blunts, we carry flower, we carry hash, good old-fashioned hash. We carry oils, carts, disposables, and tons of edibles. And we also will beat any local competitors' prices on any prices. We'll beat it.
Unbelievable. That's usually people don't make that statement, Leo. But that's a good statement. Yeah. We'll beat anybody's price.
When are you doing the blown glass presentations?
We actually have a glass blower that blows glass for us. At our new location, we're going to have a couple of open spots that people could come in and actually, you know, what they call booth rental. They rent spots where they could blow their glass. And that's what's happening now, is that a lot of people are taking up the trade, but they don't have places to actually, you know, use their trade and be able to do a project or something like that. We're going to have spots that people can come in and actually blow glass.
Oh, it's so interesting. When I go to the Renaissance Festival, they have a guy that blows glass, and it's a show in itself. It's like, for me, like when I watch the cooking channel, who thought that, you know, you could watch cooking and still find it entertaining? And it's blowing glass.
Yeah, remember the day we did the live remote show on 420? They were doing the blown glass in the back.
Right, and I was back there for like 15 minutes.
Very awesome.
Yeah. It's like it's entertainment too, to watch it.
No, it's definitely something really interesting to watch. A lot of people don't realize it, but it's extremely hot.
Yes.
You know, you got the flames, and especially here in Florida. You know, we had an area that people could come in and watch, and you get people that come in, they're there to watch for 15 minutes, and they're like, oh my God, it's so hot in there, we have to leave, and then they'll come back, you know, 15, 20 minutes later. But it's definitely a really nice art, and it's something that when people blow glass, it's really something that they should show off, because not that many people can do it.
Yeah, it's a talent. And also, if you're there, can't you ask for like certain colors and things like that when they're making you a custom piece?
No, we could definitely do custom pieces. We also do repairs. Some people have glass that they may have dropped and it may have cracked down the middle or something like that. We do have the ability to repair, I'm going to say, 60% of the time we could actually repair successfully.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. You know, we had our best turnout for this show too, Leo.
Empty coffee cup. Yes.
Yeah, we have about 20 people out there on the patio. You know where the patio is outside? We have music going on.
Yeah.
We had our best turnout of all time. And I was just told the meatballs are sold out. No more meatballs, Leo.
I saved you one.
They're gone, huh?
They're gone. We have about 20. It's the best turnout ever in the history of our radio show.
Yeah, I was just down by Leo's today. I waved when I went past because I was talking to someone right around the corner from him, which is Bay Area Dry Cleaners. It's one of our new clients. He's right there on 9023 Park Boulevard, right around the corner from you, Leo. And
I've seen it when I drive by.
Yeah, so we want to do a promo for him today to let everybody know he has a humongous service area. They do free pickup and delivery for your clothing, for dry cleaning items, and laundry service. He goes all the way from Palm Harbor all the way down to St. Pete at Central Avenue and Shore Acres, all in that area and everywhere in between. Dunedin area, Clearwater area, Largo area. So when you don't have time to drop off your dry cleaning guys, all you have to do is give Bay Area Dry Cleaners a call at 727-319-4277. Bay Area Dry Cleaners, and he also has a lovely storefront that you can drive right up into the front and have all your things taken in for you as well.
That's fantastic. Yeah. He has a drive-thru?
He does.
Because Leo, drive-thru, that's your lead. Leo, did I set you up with that one? When I said drive-thru 49th Street?
Yeah, well, that's the other project that we have going on, is that we have a drive-thru coming up. And I know every time I talk to you, Brian, I say to you, I'm getting that much closer. I'm 95% close to being open. 95%. This week we're putting up the cameras, and hopefully by, I'm going to say within the next 2 weeks, we're going to start bringing inventory into the store.
Fantastic. And then what I'll do is, but what I like to do different is put up stick in the ground signs, right, 2 days before we do a radio show, and offer $50 worth of free stuff, right, for like a raffle. Yep. But put up like six stick in the ground signs 2 days before we do the radio show, right, and then do a live remote show there.
Yep.
How's that
we
sound?
We can definitely do that.
Right? Wouldn't that be exciting? Grand opening, 49th Street, like on the signs, telling everybody what you have, but at least promote the radio show through the stick in the ground signs 2 days before we do the actual show.
For sure.
What do you think, Leo? You want to hear Purple Haze one more time?
Great.
This is Purple Haze.
Purple Haze Tobacco Stores.
Yeah.
Purple Haze Tobacco Stores. We've got three locations, about ready to be four. The addresses are 10999 Seminole Boulevard, Largo, Florida, right next to Charlie and Millie's Pizza on Seminole and 110th. Our second location is 3809 Tyrone Boulevard. That's right next to Williams Sub Shop and next to Cureleaf on Tyrone and 38th. Then we have the original location, which is 1427 34th Street South in Southside St. Pete, directly across the street from the old Bad to the Bone Auto, which is where the new Purple Haze is going to be at. And then the drive-thru, which everybody's going to be looking forward to seeing that open, that's at 4595 49th Street North, right on the corner of 49th Street and 46th Avenue.
Wow. And you're the pioneer of this deal, too, by the way. So like you said, 29 years ago, you opened a location, you know, so
yeah.
You are like Christopher Columbus of the industry, and you're...
Well, the last time I was talking to you, I said to you that when I opened up my store 29 years ago, there was 10 smoke shops in Pinellas County, 10 smoke shops in all of Pinellas County. And now there's like 10 smoke shops every 20 blocks. So what makes us different, like I said before, is that we blow 90% of our glass, we actually blow in-house. So we sell what we make, and that's a better thing.
Awesome. And can you tell us all your locations one more time?
Yeah. Purple Haze Seminole is at 10999 Seminole Boulevard, Largo, Florida, next to Charlie and Millie's. I have one at Tyrone, which is Purple Haze Tyrone, 3809 Tyrone Boulevard, St. Pete, Florida, and that's right next to Williams Sub Shop and Cureleaf. I have Purple Haze St. Pete, which is 1427 34th Street South in St. Pete, Florida, and then the new location is going to be Purple Haze To Go, which is 4595 49th Street North.
Amazing.
And that's also St. Pete.
It's actually, you know, like very rarely do I say it's like an honor. Like there are some people, because maybe because I just always, when I would drive by your location, knowing, I don't know, just something about you and the people that I know that work with you. Leo, as a reputation, you know, you say this to people and it sounds like you're blowing smoke at them. But you realize what a great reputation you have?
I try really hard.
You really do, Leo. Like, I knew you, like, from what people that worked for you or people that dealt with you, and it was just amazing. So we're going to play Purple Haze one more time. We got Jill on the line coming. Actually, stay there, Leo. Let me ask you,
Jill is on the line.
Jill, you there?
Yes, hi. How are you, Brian?
Good. Let me ask you something, Leo. Do you have any old cassettes or old stuff? Because what she does is she takes old home reels, cassettes or videos, to DVD and more. Do you have any old stuff at your house that you want to like preserve?
I do have a lot of pictures that I have, and I guess eventually they start to deteriorate. But there's a lot of people that still have a lot of old pictures.
Yeah.
And videos, and I guess I'm going to show my age here. Old VHS tapes. You know,
get them all the time. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, would you be interested maybe in saving some of those with my friend Jill? How long have you been doing this, Jill?
About 25 years.
Wow. She transfers and saves stuff, and it's kind of neat to have, like, on a CD. Even if, would water ruin a CD?
Water, well, it's probably not the best. You don't want to scratch it either. You want to kind of keep it away from the elements, I would say, and keep it into a case. If it gets scratched or damaged, then it might not play, so you have to be a little bit careful with them.
Right. Because VHS, mm-hmm. he did, but think about that, you know? VHS, what is mm-hmm. a VHS? What does that word mean itself, VHS? Is there a definition for it?
You know,
I would think the first
question.
Word would be video. From
video, I would think so.
What is H&S?
You know, that's a very good question. I'm not quite sure what it actually all stands for.
Leo, you know?
We do all formats.
Remember, I used to be in the old audio business. I had a stereo shop for many, many years. And
video home
day,
system.
They also had the beta tapes as well.
Yeah, we do the beta tapes. We do camcorder tapes. We do any audio, video, you know, whatever format. Even the old 8mm, 16mm. We do photos. We slides. We do scanning. You know, pretty much anything. And we also work with musicians, and we do their CD manufacturing and also graphic design as well.
So you mean to tell me, can she hear me? You mean to tell me if I bring like an old cassette tape to you, can convert that into a DVD?
Into a CD.
Into a CD?
If it's an audio, we put it onto a CD, and then if it's a video, we can put it on DVD. Yeah.
That's amazing. I got some things I can bring to you myself, because I have things for my children I would love to bring to you. Thank you.
Oh, great. And what's your name?
My name is Doreen.
What is it?
It's Doreen.
Mm-hmm. Doreen. Oh, hi,
nice, ma'am.
Doreen.
Hi.
It's Jill. Nice to meet you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hey, Jill, do you also have the option of putting the stuff like on thumb drives for people?
Oh, yeah. We can do that, too. Mm-hmm. On the audio, we go direct into the computer so we can actually put it straight onto a thumb drive instead of onto a disk. As far as the video, our setup is such where it goes straight into the DVD burner, so we have to first make a DVD and then goes onto a thumb drive, so it's a two-step process on the video side of things.
Gotcha.
Video home mm-hmm. system. That's what
VHF, video home system. Bobby. Yeah, we should have did
Thank
that
you.
As a trivia question, gave away $50. Yeah. Bobby,
well,
you won.
Jules called in, so he won too.
Jules called in?
Yes.
Oh, I love Jules. Don't you like it when you have people that are elderly like me, but that are in the industry you're in? So he's been in publishing industry. He's been doing stuff. Yeah. So, like, right now, I have a couple old-time publishers that I talk to, like, mm-hmm. that were in the industry. Remember, like, when the newspaper was real powerful, like, in the 70s and 80s, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of neat. Like, do you have people in your industry that you talk to, Leo, that are all been in it a while, or people you know that you...
I still have people that do the audio, you know, and I've been out of it for now going on 5-6 years, but I still, you know, a lot of people still call me up for questions. The one thing I know, Jill, I'm not sure if you recall this or if you encountered this, a lot of people that we used to deal with, especially in the audio business, they used to keep their tapes inside their cars, their little cassette tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And they would throw the speakers next to their cassette tapes, and then they go to play their cassette tapes and they realize, oh, I just erased my damn cassette tape. The magnets from the speaker will pull all the information off of it.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know. A lot of people don't know about that, unfortunately.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So, Leah, you really know the industry that Jill does then?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Why don't you, Jill, I'm going to give you, Leo, is it all right if I give her your number on the air?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's
great.
Leo, you got a pen?
I do.
He's the owner of Purple Haze, and his phone number is 727-580-5880. Mm-hmm.
580, and what was the last four?
5880.
5880. Okay, great. And what is it that you do specifically, Leo? I forgot. I think
well,
I might have missed it.
I own smoke shops now. So I used to have a stereo shop back in the days, but now I own smoke shops. So anything related to smoking industry is what we do now.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Well, there and then he's the pioneer, though, too, though. You forget he leaves that out. Like, he's the Christopher Columbus of smoke shops.
Uh-huh. 29 years.
29 years.
29. Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's a long time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, cool. And then, like, I did something with Jill myself, and for a gentleman, his father had passed away, and he did a cassette where his father sang. And it might be the best thing I ever heard. And then I ended up asking him, can I keep one of the CDs? And he said, yes. And I listened to that CD for a good year. And what he does, he sung like Jim Croce. You know, remember, you know, Jim Croce or Bob Dylan? Mm-hmm. Like he had a Bob Dylan, Jim Croce, and he told songs. And they were all original songs. And he used to play in the bar circuit, right? But he never made it big, but he was really good. But you saved that for his father, and then his father subconsciously passed away. So now he has his memorabilia can't be replaced.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's so touching, you know, like when I do put these on either CD, DVD, or thumb drive, people get very emotional, and it's so touching because a lot of family members, especially during that old time, are no longer. So, you know, sometimes I even have people that are hard to come around to do this because it's hard for them to confront seeing some of their family members. It's too emotional. So it takes a little bit sometimes. But it's very rewarding for me to be able to do this for people because I know it means a lot.
And Jill, how long have we been doing business together, me and you?
Oh, my goodness. Jeez. It's more than 10 years, I know. 12 years.
And what did I bring to you the first time I met you?
Oh, that's right. We had, was it watermelon?
Watermelon.
I was going to say it wasn't a meatball, was it?
So anyhow, right across the street from where she operates is a produce stand. So this guy had a big sign up saying cold watermelon. Who doesn't like cold watermelon in the middle of the summer? So I pull over and get some, and I go into her place of business, and guess what I had in my hand, Leo?
A watermelon.
You're a smart guy, Leo. And I give her a piece of watermelon. And she's like, you're crazy, aren't you? And I said, let's just enjoy this watermelon. And then 10 years later, Leo, we're still doing business.
Refreshing.
Anyhow, Purple Haze, would you like to... Okay, Purple Haze is the main man. Let's end with Jimi Hendrix. Is that possible?
We can actually do that.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Leo.
Hold on a second.
Hey,
Jill, when you do these, when you transfer it over, do you also have the ability to make it look better than the older pictures were?
You know, for scanning photos, my tech is really good. He can sometimes touch up photos, and he can sometimes, you know, like colorize them. So if they're faded, he can kind of make it a little bit brighter. Sometimes they turn orange or yellow or something. As far as the videos, not so much, but as far as slides, photos, yes.
Great question.
Thank you so much.
FM 106.1.
Yeah, sure.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.